The Subcommittee on Elections will come to order. A quorum is not yet present, but Senator Champion, if you want to begin by describing your bill or beginning with your testimony, we can begin listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Committee, for considering Senate File 224. And I know I handed out to you a packet, and so I just want to make sure that in those places where you see 271, it should be 224. So I just want to make sure that that's clear, first of all. This is the Driver's License for All bill. And the Driver's License for All bill is really an honest attempt in order to make sure that we are able to provide a driver's license for all Minnesotans. Why? Because the streets and highways of Minnesota should be safe, and we want to make sure that they continue to be safe, and that not only do we want people to have insurance, but we want to make sure that they have a driver's license after doing all the necessary testing. And by them having a driver's license also indicates that they are fully aware of all the rules and laws as pertains to the great state of Minnesota. And so this bill is that attempt, is to say, hey, we want to make sure that Minnesota is safe. And I will start by saying this. One of the things that I did in the last committee is to really try to put some context into those folks who are impacted by this. And so really why Senate File 224? It's because it's a public safety issue, and it affects all of us. We want, as I mentioned earlier, safer roads, and we want to increase the number of insured drivers. We want to decrease the number of car accidents and protect the civil rights of all of our residents. We also want to create family stability and healthier communities, and that is promoted by way of integration and collaboration between the immigrant community and local government. One of the statistics that I heard about is that almost 80% of Minnesotans drive alone in order to get to work, and we know that there are families who not only go to work, but they want to make sure that they are driving the kids to school, they're taking them to soccer, they're doing all the things that's necessary in order for a family to be stable and productive here in the great state of Minnesota. We also know that this bill will largely impact our Latino community as well as our other immigrant communities, and they are productive. In fact, in 2010, the Latino buying power in Minnesota totaled somewhere around $5.1 billion. And when we think in terms of Latino-owned businesses, they had sales and receipts of $1.6 billion and employed just a little under 6,000 people in Minnesota. And so if all unauthorized immigrants were removed from Minnesota, the state would lose roughly $4.4 billion in economic activity and $2 billion in gross state product and approximately 25,000 jobs. And so we all win whenever businesses are able to have great workers and when individuals are equipped to recruit and retain workers, again, we win. So Minnesota's future. I was just talking about this earlier today with the Deputy Commissioner for Deed, where we talked about as baby boomers retire, immigrants and will increasingly be critical for continued economic growth and ensuring a steady flow of new workers. We are getting browner and we're getting grayer all at the same time. And so the U.S. needs new taxpayers to help fund Social Security and Medicare and new workers to fill retirees' positions and provide health care services. So this bill, again, will say to this community, we welcome you to this community. We want you to be a thriving part of this community, and we want to make sure that you're able to drive your families to the places or spaces that they need to go, and we want to provide that opportunity. So in brevity, Section 1 of this bill just defines a driving car.
Senator Champion, and we appreciate the overview, but I just want to say that for this committee's jurisdiction, we're looking at the provisions that relate to elections. You're welcome to talk about all of it if you like, but you know, this committee's jurisdiction, we're going to try to focus. I believe it's, well, you can tell us, but I believe it's
mainly
Section 7.
That's right. So Section 7 directs the Secretary of State to inform county auditors who must inform officials as well as election judges not to accept voter registration purposes a driving card or Minnesota identification card that displays the words in Section 6 County auditors and the clerks must include this information in election judge training. And so on the card itself, there's a card, Class D. In order to get the card, a person must provide proof of insurance, proof of identity, and they have to demonstrate that they had the testing, pay the necessary filing fee, and once they get this card, it is for driving purposes. And so Section 7 really deals specifically with elections and just so that information will be clarified. And when this committee is ready, I do have one amendment that I would like this committee to entertain, and it would be the A2 amendment.
So to that amendment, Senator Champion, could you please explain it to us, what you're proposing to delete?
Yep. So in Section 8, it articulates a series of rules that we were looking to repeal. And after I've had conversations with the Department of Public Safety and others, that there was no need for us to repeal those rules in order for the intent of this proposed legislation to go forward. They also wanted to make sure that they were able to maintain their status card program. And so these two bills are able to, if passed, are able to survive side by side. And so we just feel like we don't need to repeal those rules, and we want to make sure that that existing law continues and those existing rules continue.
And Senator Champion, I see that Senator Dibble already passed this, or his committee already passed this. If we do this here, pass your A2 amendment, that's not going to make the bill go back to his committee, or you're okay with that?
Madam Chair, it will not make it go back to his committee. And in fact, I did make a commitment to that committee that I would work with Senator Pratt and as well as the department in order to make sure that we were not repealing more than what we should. And so they understood that I was going to potentially make this change here. So there would be no need for it to go back to transportation.
Okay. Is there anyone who wants to speak on the A2 amendment or has further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Hayden moves. Oh, I'm sorry. We also, a quorum is now present. So on the A2 amendment, Senator Hayden moves the A2 amendment. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. So, Senator Champion, did you want to add more, anything else about Section 7?
You know what? I think pretty much that's the extent of Section 7, Madam Chair, unless there's something in particular that you want me to go over. But pretty much it's just make sure, again, that it directs the Secretary of State to inform county auditors who must inform election officials and election judges not to accept this card because this card is only for driving only. And it's just to make sure that information is there, and that's a part of their training. That's what it does.
Any discussion from the committee for Senator Champion? Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify on this bill?
And just for clarity, Madam Chair, I do have other folks here, but they would only come forward in order to testify if there was a specific question, but I think we're okay.
Senator Hayden.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the bill.
Senator Hayden moves Senate File 224 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to the Finance. Oh, I'm sorry. I always forget that we're a subcommittee. And referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The bill is recommended to pass. Thank you very much, Senator Champion.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, committee.
With that, members, the committee is adjourned.